The following is a recording for Andrew LaPlante, Florida Atlantic University Board of Trustees, scheduled for Tuesday, November 27, 2018, at 9 o'clock a.m. Central Time.
Okay, thank you, Abdul.
Good morning.
I'd like to call our meeting to order. Andrew, would you call the roll, please? Trustee Barber, here. Trustee Mulberry?
Here.
Trustee Burns?
Here.
Trustee Davis? Trustee Dennett? Trustee Dorman? Trustee Dorman, I know you're there. Okay. Trustee Feingold? Trustee Levine? Trustee McDonald? Trustee McDonald?
Here.
Trustee Rubin?
Here.
Trustee Stilley? Trustee Wagner?
Here. And Andrew, Dr. Dorman, I'm here.
Thank you. Chair, you have a forum.
Okay, thank you. Andrew, do we have any requests for public comment?
No public comment.
Okay, thank you. We have one item on our consent agenda, which was unanimously approved at our audit and compliance committee meeting. Does anybody want to take this off the consent agenda? Okay, can I have a motion to approve the consent agenda?
A motion to approve.
Second.
Seconded.
Okay, moved and seconded. All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. New business. We have the approval of the expansion of Florida Atlantic University High School and an associated memorandum of understanding. And I'm going to turn it over to President Kelly and to Dr. Hurst.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thank you, board members, for the special meeting. Today, I think, is a landmark day for this university, and that one of our greatest assets is going to be even further deployed, and that is taking the FAU High School that we are currently so proud of at this university and creating another location for the high school, but most importantly, a branding of the high school with the very highest of names in the world in terms of science, and that's the Max Planck High School. It will be called the Max Planck Florida Institute for Neuroscience, and it will give us an opportunity to take everything that we're doing as a university on this campus and utilize those assets also on the Jupiter campus. And Joel, if you don't mind, Joel Hurst is, of course, over the high school and all the FAU schools, just recently selected as Blue Ribbon Schools. Number two in the country in the middle, the grammar school, number eight in the country for the middle school, and a high school that is the envy of everybody. Joel, you've done just a marvelous job. Joel has battled health issues this entire year, but has never stopped working. And just very proud of you, Joel, and what you've created, and maybe you'll give a little bit more data about the school itself. Thank you, Mr. President. Good morning, trustee members. This is a landmark day in public education. It is a rare find to engage in an institute with the reputation of Max Planck. Public education is so often intractable of change, so when you find an opportunity to leverage a public-private partnership like we have with this institute, to be able to take advantage of that and to provide world-class education in all of the sciences to high school students, it's a benefit not only to the students, their families, but our university and South Florida as a whole. As you know, the science and the pursuit of science is often created in the laboratory, and in order to make that happen, it's important that students have mentors and laboratory facilities to do that. This provides both. Every great scientist started in a lab with a mentor, and for these students to be mentored by world-class scientists, Nobel laureates, and in a facility that provides them with a cutting-edge opportunity to pursue curiosity through research is an incredible opportunity for these students. It will also provide the opportunity for the university to expand its capture of National Merit Scholars, which we'll be targeting for this program. Currently, our senior class at FAU High School, currently 28% of them, are being recognized by the National Merit Scholar Corporation, And as you know, trustee members, this is a very high designation for high school students entering undergraduate school. So to be able to capture additional students through this program is a benefit to the university, not only in prestige, but also the opportunity for these students to come alongside scientists and pursue research. The students that we have now are published in over 26 peer-reviewed research studies, such as the New England Journal of Medicine and the Journal of Leukocyte Biology. We're excited about the opportunity to partner with an institution and increase manuscript writing and have the opportunity to continue to publish in prestigious journals. There is no other high school partnership like this in the world. That speaks volumes. But it also speaks volumes for a university that has worked together with Max Planck in a partnership that truly will produce the scientists of tomorrow. So we're very excited about this opportunity. Really appreciate the president, the chair, the support from the university as we've nursed this along, and excited about the opportunity to share this with the public this afternoon.
Let me correct the exact name. The exact name is the Florida Atlantic University Max Planck Academy. And that's the request we have before the board.
Thank you. Do we have any questions?
I have a question.
Okay. Go ahead.
Dr. Dennis, what kind of financial commitment is Max Planck making to this project?
There is no financial commitment other than the time that they are providing from their faculty and access to all their laboratory facilities.
Thank you.
This is Brad Levine.
Okay.
I just want to say, Dr. Herbst, you know, putting together a deal of this magnitude is really phenomenal, and it propels not only FAU High School but FAU, the entire institution, well beyond our fighting strength. So I'm extraordinarily impressed with what's going on. And congratulations to you and to President Kelly.
Thank you, Trustee Levine, but I can't take singular credit for this. This has been a yeoman's task by the entire university and the team left, and just proud to be a part of the organization.
Any other comments or questions?
So the specific proposed action would be approve the expansion of Florida Atlantic University High School to the J.D. MacArthur campus, and approve a memorandum of understanding between Florida Atlantic University, the Max Planck Institute for Neuroscience, and Max Planck Gesellschaft, get my German down, regarding cooperation, operations, and naming of the proposed expansion as the Florida Atlantic University Max Planck Academy, and authorize the university president or designee to make further MOU modifications in the best interests of FAU and FAU High School.
I would second that.
Can that be one motion?
Second.
Yes. Okay, so who made the motion?
Brad Levine.
Okay. Motion made. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, thank you. All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries.
Congratulations, trustees. You now have the only Max Planck High School in the world.
Well, that's unbelievable.
And Dr. Herbst, thank you for all you have done to make this happen, and John, for all you've done, because the relationship that we have with Max Planck is what's made this work. So thank you.
Well, and Jeff Atwater helped a lot. Yeah. Ken Dawson Scully, it was really a great team effort.
Team effort.
Stacy helped with facilities. Everybody chipped in.
Yeah. Great.
David did all the legal work. And Liz did all the legal work, yes.
Okay. Any other comments for the good of the order? Only one other thing. If you have not done your ethics training, if you could do it by Friday, it would be greatly appreciated because we have to report to the Board of Governors on Friday, and it would be awesome if we said that all of our trustees have been through that. So thank you, and with that, I'll have a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Moved. We are adjourned. Thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you.
See you this afternoon.